So, dude, you actually did pretty well on the pick'ems last week. I gotta give you props.
I know, like I was happy I bet on myself and got it. I was happy I bet on you, and really those were the only two differences we had. Other than that, we were pretty good, but honestly, where we both kind of were just dead ass wrong was Chris getting smacked by Tony. You want to talk about that for a second? I want to personally.
Yeah, dude, it's embarrassing. Here's the thing, like Tony left in Alvin Kamara. Granted, it was the early game, so he probably got screwed by that, but left in Kamara and still eked out that victory, even with a player down.
Yep. Yeah, it's I think the curse might still live only for Chris though. Like I don't think anyone else is cursed when they come on the show. It's only him.
Sure. I mean, I would love that for Chris.
But yeah, I mean honestly not a bad showing for our first week of Pick'em.
Yeah, dude, I think we should do that more. Although I guess I should have more confidence in us. I voted against us, and those were half of my wrong picks. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, that feels bad.
Yeah, you gotta vote for the host, right?
Yeah, I gotta. What did you say last week? Gotta bet on yourself.
Yeah, gotta bet on yourself.
That's out of
Bring in your
control.
bring out your inner motivational speaker.
Sure. What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the sickest fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the Giant Slayer, Brian Wolf.
Oh, I like the intro this week. That was a nice little touch, the sickest.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a bit under the weather, as you can probably hear. I'm not nearly as bad as I was yesterday, but I think my voice is going to be maybe a bit questionable.
It's all right. The gravelly, real salt of the earth, you know?
Yeah, I'm a every man's man, you know?
Yeah, you're probably just you're hoarse from all the celebrating you did for getting that first win of the year.
Bro, I did do a little dance. I was pretty excited.
I know we both overcame some obstacles this past week.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I so I'm sad. I mean, I lost Javonte Williams, who I was really jazzed about this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we got there, right? Like, even with his, what, 3 points before he got injured for the season, I still eked out that first dub.
Yep, you're on the board. That's all that matters.
That's all
Actually,
that
everyone's on the
matters.
board. I don't think we have a winless team right now.
No, and also we don't have a lossless team. The discrepancy between like high placed teams and low placed teams actually isn't that big for being 4 weeks in.
Yeah, 'cause I think Mitch was the last undefeated team, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, very good. All
Well,
right. Oh,
no,
the gap
sorry.
is closing.
I think Tim was undefeated going into
Oh,
this
that's
week.
true. Okay.
Yeah, so eat it, Tim.
Eat it.
And now some news from the league. Waivers ran. I picked up Mike Boone for 10 or for 15, beating out Chris and Tim, who bid 10. Zay Jones was picked up by Chris for 10, bidding against no one. I got Kenny Pickett for 5 against no one. I also got Teddy Bridgewater for 2 against no one. Spent 7 for no reason. Wolfie picked up the Jags defense for 2. Oh.
Oh boy.
I need
You
a
all right there
cough
after
button,
that one?
like.
I know the Jags defense kind of makes you choke a little bit. In the past years, this year they're fine.
Yeah, I think I'll recover.
Huh.
Man. As far as trades go, Chris got Melvin Gordon and 15 fab for Curtis Samuel to Justin. Bro, I want to talk about this later. And then Chris sent in his waiver of the week. And I got the nod for picking up the two quarterbacks. So does any of this stand out to you?
Yeah, let's circle back to the whole Mike Boone thing. Do you want to remind the crowd who you dropped for that exactly?
I picked I dropped KJ Osborne.
Dude, what is going on? Like, you have like a love-hate relationship with that guy. Like, let the fans want to know, or at least I want to know. Like, why do you keep picking him up to let him down again?
Because, I ran through this last week, but I think he's... So he is the least valuable on my team. He's the easiest to drop, that is. But I don't know, dude. I just have this, like... And maybe it won't materialize this year. Maybe it'll be a next year thing. But I think KJ Osborne's talented, and he should be the wide receiver too there. But he has an Adam Thielen problem.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But... I mean, I don't know. And I guess I can segue this into my next question. Are you doing quarterback tryouts? Like, why do you have three quarterbacks on your team right now? What's going on? You can at least drop one of those schmucks and pick up your beloved KJ Osborne once again.
No. I picked up Kenny Pickett. I cannot play Kenny Pickett against the Buffalo defense this week. There's no way. That dude's going to get smushed. So I had to have somebody that I could play this week, and it's not Dak who's on my IR spot, thank you very much. It is the one, the only, Teddy Bridgewater. Now, Kenny Pickett, I'm excited for the upside, potentially. He had two rushing touchdowns in a game that he only played half. So I think he could be good. He has good wide receiving options. Like, don't get me wrong, their line sucks, so he's got to get it out quick. But I think he could be an exciting, like, quarterback rest of the season, but I needed a bridge, and Dak I added last week, so I don't know. Dak could come back and not be the same. I mean, Russ had a similar injury and it wasn't the same. Kenny Pickett's who I'm excited for, but I just can't play him yet. I don't have the trust.
Okay, I mean, that's fair enough. I just wondered. It sparked the interest in my mind.
Sure. I don't know. Two rushing touchdowns on your quarterback debut for the NFL. That gets me hypey in my diapy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad stat line. And then one other question I did have, and maybe you can shed some light on this since you're related to him. Why does Chris love including Fab in a trade? Like, he doesn't have a trade without some sort of Fab. I don't get it.
I don't know, dude. I want to talk to Justin, because Melvin Gordon hasn't been doing great, but his competition just had a season-ending injury. I don't know why you're sending now somebody's lead running back plus something for the second wide receiver on a team with three good wide receivers.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Like. You could have gotten so much more out of Chris for Melvin Gordon. The fact that you sent a running back and something for a wide receiver too, bro.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Like, I know this isn't John level of collusion from 2 years ago, but like I feel like Chris took a little bit of advantage of Justin right there. Like Justin has COVID this week. Was this a COVID decision? Like, should I revoke this trade?
Yeah, did dude have a fever? Like, can we get a temperature check on Justin?
He literally does have a fever. He texted me today. That's why he couldn't be on the pod.
Oh, well, No, Brandon, we definitely texted you first.
he quite literally has COVID with a fever and can't think. I feel like COVID got the better of him on this trade now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, Chris and COVID. Those two combined, they'll get you.
Chris, that's very mean of you to manipulate someone in such a fragile state.
Yeah, definitely not a green dot.
Mm-mm.
And for the segment this week, we have an interview with the one, the only, Brandon Sakanik. Brandon, welcome to the pod.
It's great to be back. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm sick, and Wolfie is, I don't know. I feel like, Wolfie, you're in good spirits. You're traveling soon.
Yeah. I expected you to say great because you were no longer skunking.
Yeah, that's true. I did get away.
Like, you could have Ebola right now, and you'd be like, I'm doing great.
I kind of do. I am. I'm feeling good on the bounce back. I might slightly have Ebola, but Anyway, we have some questions for you, big dog.
First,
I guarantee I won't be able to answer them.
Well, you probably get the first one.
Yeah, I'm hoping you get the first one. It's what the hell does your name mean?
Oh, yeah. So I decided to start with memeing on everyone this year. And do you know that, like, anime meme with, like, Omae wa mou, Jinderu? Do you remember that one at all from, like, I don't know, probably early college?
No, I don't remember that at all.
It's an old meme where it's, like, it translates to you're already dead. And then one guy says what, and he, like, gets sliced in half. And I thought that'd just be a funny one to, like, add with, like, I don't know, someone with laser eyes. Let's say Dark Brandon with laser eyes. Sure. Not Mead Brandon, Biden Brandon.
Right.
but after the first week, I thought that was, like, a funny watch out, I'm coming meme. Chris beat me by, like, 70 points. So I considered doing the same thing that I did in Civ and just, like, renaming my team to Dead in the Water with someone just, like, face down floating on the waves. But I pulled it back.
Yeah. Dude, we're here for the memes. That one was a little bit of a deep cut for me. I don't know that I've seen that one, honestly.
I never really got into the anime memes. Honestly, my best guess is that you were, like, going triple language on us. You somehow translated Der Highfish into Japanese and you went with that. That was my best.
Now, to be fair, I had to look up a bunch of this on, like, Google Translate because, like, I can maybe sound it out phonetically, but, like, actually typing in Japanese... I'm super derailing this right now, but, like, when you have a Japanese keyboard, right, there are only, like, 9 buttons, and each one is, like, a different consonant, and you have to, like, hold on it and then, like, swipe to the vowel that you want. So, like, the button has, like, turns into essentially a D-pad, and it's just really weird.
I was sort of following, but what do you mean swipe? Like,
So think of kind of like a phone,
yeah.
Where each button represents like ABC, except with a Japanese keyboard on a phone, it's like each button represents like ha, hey, o, fu. And what other vowel am I missing? Ki? I think that's the one that I didn't say. But yeah.
So you hold weird. It down, and then there's 5 options, like, underneath every button?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
It took me a while to learn how to use it, and then I'm like, now I can say, like, I am Brandon. Yeah. I've made so much progress.
Dude, that always felt bad to me about language. I would really struggle with stuff, and then I'd be like, oh, I feel like I'm making good progress, and then I would, like, say a simple sentence, and I'm like, man, I'm doing worse than, like, a kindergarten-aged person, native speaking. It's just, like, it was so discouraging to me. I was never good at languages.
Are you talking about that, like, weird research thing we did?
Research thing we did? What the hell are you talking
that,
about?
Like, UDRI thing we did a while ago? Like, way back freshman year. We had to, like, learn really simple Japanese sentences and stuff like that.
What? Did I do this?
You had to learn Japanese for UDRI?
Yeah.
Did we get you don't paid remember for that? It? I remember us doing, like, weird, like, psych things and getting paid for it for UDRI.
Yeah, that was it.
That we was had to, one like, of them?
We had to learn Japanese. We had to, like, learn more and more each week to see what we retained.
No, I don't remember.
Too deep of a cut,
on,
I guess.
Like, pictures and associating, like, sounds with, like, other, like objects in English with, like, what their meaning might mean in Japanese or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, how much did we get paid for that?
I think it was like $50 for a 4-week thing.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's beer money.
Bad.
Yeah.
Did you guys get paid? I think I did one of those and I just got class credit. I would have taken the money.
No, we took the money route, I think.
Well, shit. All right. Let's take this back to football.
We're off the rails. Yeah. So far.
I mean,
you did ask the one person who's probably not watched a football game in 3 years onto the podcast. Yeah, but so it's going to be a miracle.
You do so well at fantasy football. So it's just like, we have to have you on anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing something. I don't know what it is, but you're doing something.
And here's Brandon Zakanik. He carries a four-leaf clover, and god damn it, he hasn't died yet.
He knows some big like, Japanese.
Whatever you're doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, speak on that. Let's look at your matchup this week. Do you have any like thoughts on your matchup?
I know right now it's Andrew.
Yep.
Ukraine train. I don't know. But all I know is that I'm maybe projected to win right now, but I never trust that. Especially like, okay, so one of my strategies, one of my secret sauces is I know that if I look at my phone while the games are playing out, I am guaranteed to lose. It happens almost every time. Like, if it has not finished entirely, I've lost.
Okay. I like this strategy.
Where's your data to back that up? If that's a thing, then I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
I wish I took down data points for the last 3 years, but I unfortunately do not have that for you. It's just a superstition. I also flush ice cubes down the toilet and, you know, all that other snow day bullshit.
That's a strong stat if that's actually a thing.
Yeah, I love that. Dude, I
would like to say it's because I don't change my lineup because I'm not worrying, but I don't know what my lineup is anyway, so like...
sure, I mean, God, dude, okay, talking to you and Mitch, like, it makes me sad because I think about this stuff, like, a lot. And you're just like, I don't know, I didn't even look at my lineup. Full send, bub.
Yeah, I realized this last week that I didn't get Bobby in the lineup, and he actually fucking popped off this week. I mean, comparatively, considering he's been out for 3 weeks, and that's a bummer because I feel like he's my star player just because I can remember his name.
Sure, I mean you have yet to say his real name, so there is that. But
no. It's just like J.K. Rowling's. It's just Kidding Dobbins, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's just Kidding Dobbins. Yeah. I mean, so he is coming back healthy. He had a hell of an injury last year. I'm glad he's in your lineup again, dude. I feel like he's your champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also just like picked a lot of the same people. Like I did realize that about myself. I was just like, oh, he's available again. Let's go.
Team eerily looked the same from this year to last.
Yeah. And so far, I mean, you've got 3 wins, so I guess it works.
The first year that I played, I think like I dropped someone off of my bench, and I remember people being like, "Why the fuck did Brandon do that? That was such a dumb decision." So that like mentally scarred me forever. So now like whenever someone offers me to trade, my player could have 2 broken femurs and like heavy brain damage, and it'd be like, only if I have your best player. That's how this trade works.
Yeah, I remember last year. I tried to do a trade with you, and you like sat on it for 5 days. And it was a fair one. I'll be honest with you, it was a fair one. And you're like, "Nah, I just don't trust it right now." And I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah. When I pick my players for the season, we're going fucking into the eye of the storm, rain or shine.
Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah. I mean, look at your defense. You have the Dallas defense against the Rams this week. Like, you could, you know, pick up a defense.
No. I already nicknamed them Yeehaw. They're locked in.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah. Honestly, at this time of year, I think this might be one of the last weeks we have before the buys start. So, If you've been playing the AFK game up to this point, probably don't do that anymore. Yeah, he just got a lot of teams coming on by, and you don't want to get those funny, ridiculous losses because you have four players out that you easily could have swapped them for. So, yeah, start paying attention to your lineups. They'll definitely start mattering here.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're playing me, then go ahead and check out for the week.
Well, yeah, sure. I won't. I'll take the win I got over Mitch. But
yeah, dude, I'm actually wildly sad. Cause going into the weekend, my opponent's lineup hadn't been set, and so like I was like, oh hell yeah! Like he still had Swift in. Like I was like, oh dude, I might just get an easy one here, and I did still end up winning. But he set it Sunday morning, and I started weeping.
Ethan was just trolling you that whole time.
He was holding out on me.
Well, luckily Mitch did not have the same change of heart.
That bastard.